Last Sunday was supposed to have been the last Sunday we did sprinkling rites. You lucked out. The people at 9 o'clock got poured upon. God always has the final say. I found this little meditation while preparing for this homily, and I think it can transform our lives. The meditation is simple. It's simply to focus on three thoughts. One, God loves me with an unconditional love. I must realize that I am lovable, I am loved, and I too must love. Two, God forgives me. I must forgive myself also. And three, God is with me at all time. And whatever I do, I can do with him. These three meditations are really Trinitarian. They each express the action of one of the persons of the Blessed Trinity. We are loved by God the Father. We are forgiven by God the Son, our Redeemer. We are empowered by God the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier. God the Father loves us. Sometimes we focus our view of God the Father as the awesome one, the El Shaddai, the Creator. We even envision him as that powerful old man with a beard, creating the world and Adam, as on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. These are all valid. But more importantly, God the Father is also the divine lover. He loved the world so much that he gave us his only Son. And that Son even told us to call God Abba or Daddy. Our God loves us as a parent loves his or her children, unconditionally. He loves us for who we are. Good parents don't love their children for what they do. Good parents love their children for who they are, their children. We are the sons and the daughters of God. We are loved. The Father sent us the one who saved us. We believe in God the Son. We believe in Jesus Christ. We make the sign of the cross as an affirmation that Jesus saved us by being crucified for you and for me. We believe that God's love for us is so intense that the second person of the Blessed Trinity became one of us, all the while remaining one with his Father. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Perhaps we use that term, Savior, too freely. Has it lost its meaning for us today? Without Jesus Christ, we would be in the grip of hatred, sin, and death. With Jesus Christ, we are engulfed in love and life. When we say he frees us from sin, we mean that he frees us from the misery that makes existence intolerable. With Jesus Christ, there is no situation in life that cannot lead us to his peace and happiness. Jesus Christ is the one who brought the forgiveness of God into the world. God forgives us not just as a people, but as individuals. We too have to forgive ourselves. No matter what we've done, we must let go of our guilt and trust in God. We have no right to refuse to forgive ourselves. After all, we are not more powerful than God. The Word became one of us on Christmas. He died for us on Good Friday. He conquered death and restored eternal life on Easter. He ascended to the Father, but his Spirit, the Spirit of the Father, the Holy Spirit, was given to us on Pentecost. And that same Spirit remains with each and every one of us today. We have the presence and the power of God within us. We can make God present to others. We believe in the God who empowers us. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We can do all things in Him who strengthens us. And so we commence to pray. In the name of the Father, who loves us unconditionally, and of the Son, who made that love concrete by becoming one of us and dying for us, and by bringing God's forgiveness to us, and of the Holy Spirit, who is God dwelling within us, empowering us. Our sign of the cross is an affirmation of our Trinitarian faith. It is a declaration of who we are, the people God loves, forgives, and empowers. As we grow in the knowledge that God loves us, as we experience His love more and more in our lives, we are transformed by that love. We want nothing more than to nurture that love. We need to spread that love to others. When we recognize that God forgives us, we realize that His love is infinitely greater than our sins. We must stop beating ourselves up and let His forgiveness into our lives. So many people in the world, and even some of us, give up on life because we have given up on ourselves. When that happens, we get sucked into a downward vortex. We continue to do things that will lead us to spiritual disaster because we think God will not forgive us. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is our Savior. He saves us from ourselves. He forgives us. He calls us to spread the good news of salvation to others. He challenges us to let everyone know that if they are committed to God, He will also forgive them. God gives us the power to lead others to Christ. Every last one of us has the unique ability to reflect God's love here in this world. Every last one of us is capable of planting the seed of God's love in others. We can help other people to change. We can lead them from the meaningless life to a life of eternal fulfillment. We have the power of God within us. We possess the Holy Spirit. And so we begin and end our prayers with a statement of who we are and what we are about. We are a people who are loved, forgiven, and empowered. We find meaning. We find our meaning in life in the Trinity, which we celebrate today. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.